At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
A warmer from Evo, welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Peterson, now part of the VSIN Family Podcast. We've got a tremendous podcast for you. In segment number two, we are going to be joined by Isabel Gonzalez. She does amazing work over at CBS Sports, taking a look at really all forms of basketball, college basketball on both the men's and women's side, a little bit of NBA, and then I know that she's been diving into the recent poker scandal that we've also been seeing. So she covers all the bases and does an amazing job taking a look at basketball out here out west. So we're going to be taking a look at some injury updates with the LA schools. The biggest one, Vince Iwachukwu's status for USC is certainly a big deal. We're going to be checking in on that and how USC is going to be operating without him. I know that UCLA, some of their depth pieces, guys that were out last season that figured to play a role this season, we've seen some injury updates with them courtesy of John Rothstein. So we're going to be hitting upon those with Isabel, get the landscape of those two teams, and then take a look at more of the, shall we say, middle of the pack when it comes to the Mountain West, as I know that she has done a great job year in and year out taking a look at New Mexico, a team that was very profitable last season. Then we are also going to be diving into what we're going to be getting out of Colorado State as well without David Roddy. And then in the final segment, I'm going to be giving you guys the news and notes that we've seen in college basketball over the last 48 hours. Typically, this is the last 24 hours, but today it is the last 48 hours since I did my conference preview of the American yesterday, and we got five more conference previews left to do. We'll be hitting upon those before the upcoming season, and before you know it, we're going to have college basketball back in our lives, day in and day out, games upon games. And if you ever do have a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, @gunit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, naming does not matter, so as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. And the other way, that is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Really did not get in any Twitter questions today, and I do encourage you guys to fire those in because we've got about a month left for the upcoming college basketball season. If you're looking for any pointers or anything of that nature, I do have you guys covered there. I would love to be able to dive into those so that way we are able to get set for what is going to be hopefully the greatest season ever. And I know that Isabel is excited for the upcoming college basketball season as well. We're going to be getting a West Coast view from her next here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Las Vegas, for Chris Kessie, with myself, Greg Eats, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. It is always great to be joined by this guest, as Isabel Gonzalez does a great job following the game of basketball over there at CBS Sports and SB Nation. I know that she does a little bit of everything. She was out here in lovely Las Vegas for Summer League a few months ago. She's been doing a nice job tracking the Mountain West and really the West Coast college basketball scene. And I know that she's going to be doing quite a bit for those of you guys that are fans of more of the women's game as well. So Isabel pretty much covers all things basketball in general, professional and college. And you're able to follow her on Twitter at the letter C, and then her name Isabel, and then the letter G on the back half of that. And Isabel, it is always great to have you aboard. Thank you.
No, thank you for inviting me. It's always fun.
It is always fun. And Isabel, I know that you do a great job of taking a look at these West Coast teams. And right now we are noticing that there's quite a few injury updates that are coming out in terms of both USC and UCLA. The biggest one is really what is happening with USC, with Vince Iwuchukwu, five-star recruit, was figuring to be the leading big man down low for USC. He went down in off-season workouts, collapsed in July, and I know that there have been a little bit of more promising updates on him, but how do you think USC is going to be looking for the upcoming season? Because even though things are looking better on this situation, which you hope for absolutely nothing but the best for the young man, you want to see him be able to be out there, be able to play on the court, it's figuring that he's probably not going to be set for the upcoming season, and USC has been dealing with some depth issues when it comes to their big men with the Mobley brothers out of the fold.
For sure. It was good to hear that he is doing well and he's progressing really well. Of course, they're still not really sure, I think, when he's going to come back, but you never want to hear somebody go through something like that. You know, it's very scary. He's young. He's so talented, but hopefully he gets better soon, but takes care of his health first, because that's the most important thing. But USC, of course, they were going to need him, but I still feel like they have a lot of potential. They have some veterans for sure. They're good at recruiting, so they still have enough to be pretty good, I think. Obviously, it will be better if he was with them, but overall, they're still going to be strong, in my opinion.
I do think so as well, but when it comes to what we're going to be seeing down low out of this team, do you think that it's probably going to be a little bit more Joshua Morgan that is going to be filling it down low? Because I do think that it is a little bit troubling in terms of the post, and I do think that with everything that we're seeing right now with USC, they're probably going to need to have Drew Peterson, which, by the way, great last name on that. We always like to see the Petersons be able to excel. But that said, it seems like they're probably going to need him to be that Swiss Army knife, do a little bit of everything sort of guy with what we've seen in terms of Iwuchukwu being out of the fold.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he's a fifth-year guard. Just that experience overall is going to help. And him being a good leader, obviously, like, stepping up his own game too, but him kind of helping the freshmen develop, I think that's going to be key. You always want, whenever you have a mixture of your veterans and your young guys who are talented, you have to have that chemistry. And a lot of that really helps when your veteran is willing to teach those young ones. And just like the whole mentality, you know, being hungry, they probably haven't done as well as they wanted to, but I do think they have potential. And when you have someone like Peterson that has experienced success in the past, he kind of has more of that hunger that he can hopefully, you know, pass on that hungry energy to the young ones too. So they can maybe get back to the Elite Eight or something.
Yep, I do think that it's still going to be a solid year for them. I do think that with USC, it's going to be a little bit of an uphill battle for them. And I do think that part of it as well is that seeding might be a bit of an issue out there in the Pac-12 as well, because it feels like it's a top-heavy conference once again. Oregon State just looks like a wreck. I mean, if Oregon State was in a conference that I know that you know very well in the Mountain West, they'd be finishing in the bottom half of that conference. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That is bad. But you still have teams like Cal that they picked up a few guys in the transfer portal. Utah is still looking a little bit downtrodden. I think this could be a little bit of a bounce back year for Stanford and Arizona State. I sort of want to see it to believe it out of both Jared Ash and along with Bobby Hurley as well. And I do fear that the Pac-12 might be falling into the same trap that they've been finding themselves in year in and year out, where it's the two LA schools, Arizona, Oregon, and then the other eight schools, you might have one or two that are vying for like an NIT berth, but past that, it's just very bare bones.
For sure. And obviously, we all do predictions before the season starts. But really, I think you can see more of what kind of team you have, not just their practices, but when they actually face opponents, like very early on in the season, you can tell like their attitude and kind of like that culture. And the Trojans do have a tough schedule. So that's going to be interesting. I do feel like they have potential. But again, with those young guys, they're very talented, but you do want to see how they react to all the big games they're going to be playing kind of like early on when they have the battle for Atlantis. That's going to be a big one. That's when it's really going to show you who's kind of got it all figured out and got it all together. Obviously, that would still be early in the season, but that tells you a lot about how USC is doing.
Yep, I think that that is very well said. And I just still go back to last year and the reason why with a lot of these polls, a lot of these media days, you can't make too much out of them, because I still remember Oregon State and Arizona were tied for fourth in the Pac-12 poll. One did significantly better than that, and one did significantly worse than that as well. And we don't need to tell you which one was which, because I think that that is known by now. It's going to be on the podcast. We have Isabel Gonzalez does an amazing job over there at CBS Sports. And then with the other Los Angeles school, I think it's going to be interesting to see what we get out of UCLA, because with UCLA, a little bit of a changing of the guard with Jaime Jaquez being in there. I know that your colleague John Rossi was tweeting about the two guys that missed last season, Mac Etienne, someone who was a very highly touted top 75 guy a few seasons ago. He seems to be progressing well. Will McClendon, a former top 75 guy, he still is not out there on the court, but I do think that this is going to be a UCLA team that is going to be built for success, because they do have that leadership in the backcourt, and Tiger Campbell really was able to step it up in terms of shooting as well. Was never known as a shooter prior to last season, but he was able to do a solid job. But what I think is a question mark for UCLA is the two guys I mentioned a little bit earlier in McClendon along with ATN, being able to give this team just a little bit more depth in general. And in the case of ATN, a little bit more down low, because I do think that that could be a little bit of a weak point for UCLA this season.
For sure. UCLA, that's another one that, of course, could be strong again, which it's always fun, you know, when Los Angeles is battling it out. But I do, like you mentioned, Tiger Campbell, that improved so much last season. I like to look at stuff like that. Like, I when I cover mostly New Mexico, I would look at guys that just make significant jumps, because that really tells you kind of where their head is at and what their next year could possibly look like. So to me, that's really exciting to see Campbell. You know, he did that jump last year. And now he's coming back probably stronger than before. Hackett, same thing. Like, he was obviously super talented. When you have one guy, it's great. When you have two guys who can be like true leaders, that's even better. You know, kind of like similar to USC, like those guys are kind of guide the rest of the roster with that. And of course, UCLA with Mike Cronin, he's been doing a really good job at kind of keeping them, you know, consistent. And that's what kind of they needed. I'm sure we'll talk about him later, but you know, with Alford, like it didn't quite work out when he was coaching there. But UCLA is kind of having a fighting chance again. They're exciting to watch, same as USC. Pac-12 should be fun. And yeah, kind of comparable with the Mountain West, I think, in some ways.
Yep, and let's hit upon the Mountain West. And you were mentioning the fact that you've done a great job year in and year out taking a look at New Mexico basketball as well. And they're one of the most interesting teams for me coming into the season, because from a betting perspective, they were a team that people out here in lovely Las Vegas loved, because they were able to make a lot of money. They were a highly competitive team I'm sure that they would have liked a few more outright wins, but I still think that season number one out of Richard Pitino, it was a rousing success. And the biggest thing for them is that they were able to retain so much of the talent from last season. Jamal Mashburn Jr. and Jalen House, a duo that combined for darn near 35 points per contest. They were able to be absolutely terrific, and I think that you'd be in agreement with me on this. New Mexico's biggest thing last year is that they didn't necessarily have a ton down low. They add Josiah Alec and Maurice Odusi in the transfer portal. Odusi, he's a little bit more of a true 6'8" gentleman that is going to be playing down low, not going to be popping a lot of threes. Meanwhile, Josiah Alec from UMKC, the good old Kangaroos, he's more of a guy that's able to shoot it from three. And with New Mexico, I feel like out of the, shall we say, Power Six plus the, we're going to throw in there, American, Atlantic 10, and Mountain West, I think that those are your biggest nine conferences in all of college basketball, that New Mexico has one of the best chances of going from more of the bottom half of the conference to more of the top half of the conference, because I do think that retaining so much of that talent from year number one under the Pitino regime was just so big for this team.
Oh, for sure. And I do agree with you. New Mexico is one of the most interesting teams to talk about, because you do have your top teams, of course, like San Diego State, Wyoming, Colorado State. Like, you kind of already expect them to be good, so there's not much more to be said. But New Mexico, right now, I still feel like they have to prove themselves. They're sort of like top middle, but they do have a lot better chances than last year. Because, like you mentioned, those two additions, Morris and Josiah, are going to be so much better for them. Because New Mexico was a guard-heavy team last year, and they obviously were missing the key components of big men. They did have, you know, like Sebastian Boysling trying to play there, but they didn't have a lot of experience, and New Mexico needed to be a little bit more aggressive, a little bit stronger. They just really didn't have that. But these two guys are really game changers, I think, for that area. And when it comes to guards, they still have Mashburn and House coming back, and they're going to improve a lot. And in my opinion, House was already really talented, but the key issue with him was just kind of slowing down and just playing a little bit calmer. I think sometimes he would try to do too much, and that seems like it's going to be a maturity thing where he already has the talent. Now he just has to work on slowing it all down. And you also have, I've heard Javante Johnson has taken a big step this season. Last year, he took a huge step from his freshman year to sophomore year. And he was a super talented shooter when he was in high school. So the fact that he keeps improving and he's supposed to be really good this year, that helps DeLovo's. You have KJ Jenkins, who also a really talented shooter, but I don't think he got the ball enough all the time. So if you can develop that talent, not just having to rely on Jalen and Jamal, you're going to be able to have a really awesome offense. And now you have big man. So that helps you a lot. I think they're going to be super competitive and they're going to be fun to watch.
I do think that they are going to be a lot of fun to watch. I think that the Mountain West in general, they might not send as many teams to the NCAA tournament as last season, but I do think that it's going to be an entertaining conference. And we're talking about New Mexico State and how there's some question marks there. I do think that the biggest question marks in terms of this conference, in terms of one of the teams that made the NCAA tournament, is around Colorado State, though, because with Colorado State, they lose, in my opinion, one of the most impactful players in all of college basketball in David Roddy, because the guy just did everything for them. He was able to pop threes. He had some just explosive dunks in general, did a nice job on the glass. Now they have to live life without him. Now, the good news is they've got one of the best point guards, not just in the conference, not just in the Mountain West, but I would say in all of college basketball, and Isaiah Stevens. That is a good place to be able to build up from. And under the radar, Patrick Cartier, if you didn't see him at the non-D1 level, he was playing in the Great Midwest Athletic Conference, that is D2. He averaged like 20-plus points per contest, shooting 40% from three with like 6.5 rebounds, 4 assists. I mean, these were video game numbers that he was putting up. So I do think that he's going to be able to have a little bit of an impact. But I do think that with Colorado State, them moving on from David Roddy is a big question, because out of all the NBA draft decisions that we saw this offseason, I felt like it was the biggest impact, because he just really had his fingerprints on everything that Colorado State did last year.
Oh, I 100% agree. As soon as I saw him leaving, I kind of wondered what would happen to Colorado State. And the thing is, last year, they really met expectations. And if you think about it, a lot of teams don't. They'll come preseason and they're super highly ranked and people expect a lot. And then the Mountain West is one of those conferences where people just beat each other and kind of the whole conference shoots itself in the foot. And Colorado State survived all of that. They actually met expectations. With him leaving, I still feel like Nico Medved is a strong enough coach that he can still have him succeed. And like you said, Isaiah Stevens is going to be huge to have there. Entering his senior year, I think he's going to do even better. And I also think Josiah Strong could kind of help there because he's going to bring some length and strength. And yeah, I think Colorado State has a chance for sure. I think there's still teams that are going to do better, which are San Diego State, probably Wyoming too. But I wouldn't count them out just yet because David Roddy left. But I do feel Nico Medved can develop that talent as well. And I don't think anybody can fully replace him because obviously he was terrific. But there's going to be other guys stepping up for sure.
I do think that it's going to be interesting to see what we get out of Colorado State this season. And I know that you were alluding to this as well, as we do have Isabel Gonzalez. Does great work over at CBS Sports joining me on the podcast. And that is Nevada. And Nevada, I think, is such a fascinating team because they're looking to remake themselves in the transfer portal because last season they had that great guard duo in Desmond Cambridge along Grant Sherfield. Unfortunately for them, injuries, I do feel like, derailed their season a little bit. And I think that we would both agree as well. It was an underachieving season even before the injuries, but they do bring in Gerard Lucas, who is the top scorer from Oregon State coming in. And I think that that sort of tells you the state of Oregon State as well, that someone like a Gerard Lucas is going to be going down to a non-Power 6 conference, and it's probably deemed as an upgrade because I think that Nevada is going to have a better year than Oregon State, even though I'm not necessarily overly high on Nevada. But I do think that the outlook for this team is a little bit murky because Warren Washington, he does leave the program as well. And just with Steve Alford in general, it's been a topsy-turvy last few seasons because when great things were expected out of Nevada last season, they came up completely short. A few seasons ago, when expectations were low for Nevada, he completely exceeded them. Now I think that this is going to be a very critical year for him over with the Wolfpack because, I mean, keep in mind, the last coach I was there was Eric Musselman, and he was able to do great things. It looked like he really got the program really humming once again. It felt like Steve Alford was sort of trending in that right direction as well 2 seasons ago. Now they took a big, giant step back after what happened last year.
Yeah, and honestly, this is why I give a lot of credit to Brian Dutcher, because San Diego State is constantly competitive. It's not teams like Nevada and sometimes Utah State where they kind of go through cycles and they can be really good for a couple years and then they sort of go down. But San Diego State's really strong. Nevada, of course, has been struggling. Steve Alford really had some high expectations when he returned to the Mountain West. If we're being honest, people were just looking at him kind of like he's going to do terrific because he did so well with New Mexico. He had them at the top of the conference constantly. But although he didn't leave for that long, coming back, it was probably, you know, really high expectations for him to meet and probably difficult in a new environment, new teams in the Mountain West. It's just, maybe it wasn't as achievable as we all thought, but it seems like every year it's been sort of like redoing the team. It's rebuilding every single year. And that's what's really tough. You really have to have that consistency. And for the team to stop underperforming, you got to find that stability. You're right, they do have some players that could make a big impact, of course. Again, it's going to be about that stability because you can bring new guys that are talented every year, but if you don't form that culture and that continuity, it's not going to work out as well. And you are missing like your big names like Grant Sherfield and Cambridge. That's also going to affect the team. But it's one of those teams that right now we're sort of like a little bit lower expectations, but they could still do well enough to be sort of like in the middle.
Yep, with Nevada, I do think that there is still some upside with the team. When you bring in someone in Gerard Lucas who was able to put up double figures in the Pac-12, you know what? That is certainly going to play in the Mountain West. I don't think that they're going to be quite on the level of, say, a Wyoming, who I think when it's all said and done, they might be a top 25 team and certainly the class of the Mountain West, that is going to be San Diego State, a team that I personally have in my top 20 right now. I think that they're in for a massive, massive year. So I do think that it's going to be a lot of fun to take a look at this conference. And Isabel, I know you're going to be doing a great job taking a look at the West Coast college basketball scene in general. And I know you're doing a lot in terms of being able to cover some NBA, some women's basketball, both the WNBA, now that that's in the offseason, along with women's college basketball as well. So they're keeping you very busy over there at CBS Sports, juggling a lot of different, shall we say, leagues in general, but I know that you do a great job of it. Let the good people at home know they're able to follow you on social media and what you've all got on tap in general.
For sure. As you mentioned earlier, you can follow me on Twitter at CIsabelG, and I do tweet a lot about basketball. That's my favorite sport. With CBS, I do random trending stories sometimes too, which you know, we covered some chess scandals, poker scandals recently. That was really fun. But my main thing has definitely been basketball. I just did a story on UCLA, the women's team. And that's going to be another fun team to watch for all the UCLA fans out there. It's not just going to be the men's. I think the women's could bring some excitement too. So yeah, if you're a basketball fan, go ahead and follow me.
That poker scandal was really interesting, by the way. Calling with a jack high just for a whole bunch of money. And the aftermath of that has been very, very entertaining. I know that there's been a lot of opinions on that. And hey, you know, there's a lot of opinions coming into this upcoming college basketball season as well. And we're doing our best to be able to decipher those. Isabel, I know, is doing a great job of getting ramped up for what is going to be an amazing year of basketball, both on the women's and the men's side. And it is always great to have her aboard. Big thanks, Isabel, for joining me on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Coming up next, since I did my conference preview for the American on this show yesterday, I will give you the news and notes that we've seen in college basketball for the last 48 hours.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Epps-Pierce, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Always great to get Isabel Gonzalez aboard. She does amazing work covering the game of college basketball over there at CBS Sports. She is incredible at just being able to take a look at a lot of things, especially when it comes to the Mountain West and the West Coast teams. And we have been seeing quite a bit of news and notes. I do think that it's going to be a great year for the West Coast teams in general. So big thanks, sir, for joining me in the last segment. Now, since I did a conference preview yesterday, and you probably caught that one, the American, if you did not, yesterday, really good podcast breakdown of the American with Mike O'Donnell, who does an amazing job taking a look at that conference. And now we're down to five conference previews as we've got the Atlantic 10 Big 10, Big 12, Pac-12, SEC still to go. So we've only got a few of those. I plan on doing pretty much the way I phrase it, 1.5 a week. I'll probably do like 1 every 4 or 5 days. And then we'll have a couple days of buffer time to get set for the upcoming college basketball season to tie up those ins and outs. But since I did a podcast preview yesterday, let's take a look at everything that we've seen in college basketball over the last 48 hours. And, well, we saw some big news from the Big East as Villanova is a team that I'm fearing is going to have some depth issues, and this is not going to be helping them out. Cam Whitmore is going to be undergoing surgery next week on the thumb on his shooting hand, and apparently he's going to be reevaluated in early November. This not good news whatsoever for Villanova, a team that is already going to be dealing with depth issues because of the Justin Moore injury to start with. And Cam Whitmore, one of the best freshmen that has ever come into Villanova. Villanova, they typically don't take a look more or less at these five-star guys. Typically, they go for guys that are right around like the top 50, things of that nature. And the last time they really got in a top 20 guy, that was Brian Antoine. And he suffered through injuries, and right now he's playing at Radford. So you hope that Whitmore doesn't suffer that same fate. 6'6", very versatile player. I think that his three-point shooting still a little bit of a work in progress, but I think that he's still going to be rock solid overall. He's going to be able to guard multiple positions, but man, that does set this team behind the eight ball. So you really do feel for him, and that is going to be tough for Villanova to overcome to begin the season. For fans of low and mid-major college basketball, you do want to be paying attention to this one, and this one came across very late Wednesday evening. Dylan Penn, who was, in my opinion, the biggest transfers in all of college basketball this offseason, one that really flew under the radar, he is going to be out for most likely the next 4 to 6 weeks as he is dealing with a broken hand. He was figuring to be a massive piece for this Vermont team, as if you take a look at what he was able to do during the 2021-22 season, he was absolutely terrific at Bellarmine. Not necessarily the world's most efficient three-point shooter, but a guy that had a very high usage rate for a team that very much played slow and controlled last season while he was at Bellarmine. He put up absolutely terrific numbers with 16.6 points. He was able to dole out the ball with 5 assists, 4.2 rebounds per contest. Shot, like I said, 24% from three-point range, but very good in terms of that and on the defensive front as well. That is going to be a big giant loss for a Vermont team that they were looking to turn the page from Ryan Davis, who was absolutely tremendous for the team last year. They are missing much of the backcourt from a season ago as well. He was figuring to come in and be a massive part of this team, really everything flowing through him. Now Cam Gibson, who comes in after he spent some time at Western Carolina, and Finn Sullivan, they are certainly going to need to step it up. Now, I will say, if there is a coach that is able to deal with something like this, it is John Becker, year in and year out. Always just turns gems while he's over at Vermont, but this is no doubt a devastating blow for them, especially with now Bryant being in the America East. And even if Dylan Penn is good to go after about 4 or so weeks, you got to figure that missing a lot of time with his teammates, a Vermont team that they very much are based around chemistry, they don't bring in a lot of guys via the transfer portal, this is a big blow for them. This, according to John Rothstein, Iowa State's Jeremiah Williams, he has suffered a torn ACL. He is going to be out for the season. Williams was actually coming in from Temple, so he had yet to play a game for our good friends over there at Iowa State. While he was at Temple last season, he put up good numbers. 9.5 points, 4.3 assists, a steal and a half. Not a good three-point shooter, but he very much fits Iowa State because Temple, they were a very good defensive team, a team that left a little bit of something to be desired on offense. And now for Iowa State, depth might be a little bit of an issue for them as well, because we did see quite a few transfer moves with them in the offseason. They lose Tyrese Hunter, but at the same time, they invest in the St. Bonaventure Bonnie guys as they bring in Oshuni to be able to help out along with Jerron Holmes to really be able to tie up that backcourt. Now, I do still think that there's a lot of upside with bringing in Trey King, someone who, while he was at Eastern Kentucky a few years ago, was really able to tear it up, really just didn't see the floor at all while he was at Georgetown. But this is a completely new-look Iowa State team, and an Iowa State team in which their identity is going to remain the same as it was last season, playing just very tough, tenacious defense. The offense is going to be Grody once again this season. You figure that Jeremiah Williams, even though he wasn't much of a three-point shooter, I mean, Tyrese Hunter last year, he shot right around like 25 or so percent from three-point range, but losing Isaiah Brockington, that heart and soul guy from last season, that is really going to be setting them behind the eight ball. So those are two very impactful injuries. Another newcomer might be sidelined to begin the season as freshman guard Chance Westry. He is over at Auburn. He is dealing with a little bit of a knee issue, and he underwent knee surgery on Thursday. He's expected to be out the next 3 to 4 weeks. Would not doubt it if he is out to begin the season. 24/7 Sports had him rated as a top 50 guy, and someone that stands 6'6", he's able to do a solid job of being able to shoot the three. I do think that his defense might be a little bit of a work in progress, but he's a relatively good passer for being 6'6" from all the tape that I've watched on him. So I do think that this is going to be a little bit impactful. When you saw Auburn take their foreign trip, I was actually impressed by what I saw out of him. So we shall see how he is going to be to begin the season. And then Mac Etienne, it looks like he should be fully good to go, according to John Rossi, to begin the season as well. Mac Etienne, someone who's been with UCLA the last few seasons, just someone who has not been able to get out there on the floor in general last season. He missed the entirety of the campaign 2 seasons ago. He was able to pull in right around 3 rebounds per contest and was a very highly touted recruit for the class of 2020. He was a top 50 recruit according to 247 Sports, so getting him back in the fold, that should be able to help out the depth of UCLA, a UCLA team that they're going to have to turn the page because no more Johnny Juzang on campus. Now they do bring back someone in Jaime Jaquez, who you figure is going to be the heart and soul of this team, but I do think that ATN going to be able to play some very solid minutes. You're right now also taking a look at Will McClendon, and Will McClendon still not out there on the floor for UCLA. That's not too much of an issue in my opinion, because McClendon, he is going to be most likely a second fiddle sort of guard, a top 60 recruit for the class of 2021, so we shall see if he's going to be able to get back out there or not, but UCLA looking very deep, so some good signs from them. And then this is a piece of news that is going to be crippling to a team that I honestly thought might be a little bit more respectable this year. I did my ACC conference preview last week. I probably am going to need to downgrade the Panthers now, as D'Or Johnson, their star freshman, top 75 guy, a guy that we figured that Pittsburgh was going to be running their offense through, has been charged with aggravated and simple assault. We shall see what is going to happen with this. As of right now, I am not seeing anything in terms of Pittsburgh. I have to think that they're probably going to have him suspended until things get cleared up. That is just me speculating right now. I am not going to cast any judgment as to whether or not he is guilty or innocent. All I've seen is one simple report from Action 4 News over there in the state of Pennsylvania on it, so I'm not going to say that I'm any sort of an expert on this. What I will say is, if you're Pittsburgh, this is exactly what you don't want to be happening right now. You finally get someone in that could be able to turn around the program, someone that could be able to lead to a little bit more excitement for Pittsburgh, and they still have some guys. Someone like a Jamarius Burton is going to be impactful for this team. Greg Elliott is a 40% three-point shooter. Who knows? Maybe things get cleared up with this. I have no idea on the situation, so I'm not going to say that he absolutely did it. I'm not going to say that he's innocent. I will let things come out before casting any judgment whatsoever in terms of the situation. But what I will say is, this is not looking great for them, and now it's probably going to be Nelly Cummings, if you do have D'Or Johnson on the fold, who is going to be handling the ball much, much more for Pittsburgh. We shall see what happens with this situation, but let me tell you, this is probably not what Pittsburgh needed, but I know what you guys need is to make some money, and that is exactly what I'm going to set out to do here on Coast to Coast Soups, now part of the Visa Family of Podcasts. Always appreciate you guys tuning in, and here in the offseason, I'm giving you guys all these conference previews, along with great interviews like the one that we had today with Isabel Gonzalez, who does terrific work over at CBS Sports to get you set for the upcoming season. If you ever have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of 2 ways to be able to put those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @unit_81. Keep in mind, letters CM. Naming does not matter. As per usual, please do send these into the timeline. And the other way, that is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you are able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. I'll be coming at you guys every single day on this podcast, and that does mean I'll be coming at you tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.